The United States will spend about $730 billion this year on defense. So it's no wonder that Spirit AeroSystems continues to pursue a strategy to capture more defense work. That's especially important now given the collapse of commercial aviation, which may take years to rebuild. Steve Trimble is the defense editor for Aviation Week and has covered aviation and the defense industry for nearly 20 years. He says Spirit's plans to more than double its defense revenue is doable.
I'd say it's realistic. I mean, right now, you know, at 15%, that makes them sort of a $1 billion, give or take, company in the defense market. To go up to 40% at their current level of revenue would make them more like a $3 billion company in the defense market. And that should be achievable.
Spirit's work with composites, which is, a high-end product. Some of the work they're already doing on commercial then with composites and such would be transferable then to defense then pretty easily?
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly why they got involved with B-21. That is almost certainly an all-composite aircraft with a very heavy load, right? It's a bomber. So, you know, there's only certain companies that have that kind of experience. And if you've done the 787, you know, no matter how painful that was to actually accomplish, once you've gotten there, you now have that expertise. And I'm sure that was of interest to Northrop Grumman back in 2014, 2015, as they were putting together their supply chain.
The Space Force is coming on board here soon. Is there going to be defense money available and spending money available for the Space Force?
Spirit AeroSystems has sort of put themselves in a position for at least on the launch side of what the Space Force might be doing, but certainly for the new kinds of weapons that are of great interest right now, you know, whether it's the Air Force or the Army or the Navy, they all want new hypersonic missiles and they can't get them fast enough, pardon the pun. And coupled with Spirit AeroSystems manufacturing capacity and scale makes that really interesting to the Defense Department right now.
With the commercial aviation right now kind of in the tank, Spirit has lots of room and capacity, which I think is a selling point for them. When people talk about defense work, they assume that it's steadier than commercial work, that there's fewer down cycles, fewer dips. Is that true?
I wouldn't say there's down cycles, but there is some insulation. For example, the COVID crisis, what happens in the commercial market, all of the airlines drop their orders, they stop flying. In the defense market, nothing changes. It's not like there's never a down cycle in defense. In fact, we might be coming up on one in 2 or 3 years, depending on how things play out. And part of that also has to do with the geopolitical situation, sure. That kind of thing. But, you know, from a fiscal standpoint, that does go up and down over time.